Yeah, the 4th of July, traitor day, those traitorous Americans. Welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse, the Nerd's Way.
Our first ever, well, not our first ever live show, because we've done it before.
Yes.
But our first ever one that we are streaming on Twitch, the last one was on Facebook, which is, like, not as good.
No.
I suppose.
Not as good, I guess. But so, yes, well, it's fantastic. So my eyes keep drifting down to my face and your face instead of looking at the camera.
Yes. Look at the green light. Let it absorb your soul. Well, they can't see the green light. I meant for us to look at the... Yeah, never mind. All right, fair call. So if you're wondering why we're wearing headphones, it's because we refuse to listen to each other's voices ever in real life. So it has to go through a computer system.
His voice is too nasally for my liking.
Yeah, and he has like a ton of EQ to try and make it. Anyway.
Indeed.
Yes, so we are recording. We have everything going. I hope you very much enjoy this live episode. Let's get started.
You'll be able to hear all the slip-ups that John has to edit out every single episode.
And now you know how much hard work it is to edit an episode.
Indeed. All right. So, because we don't have the breaks or anything like that, this is going to be really, really interesting.
We can use our mouths. Welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse, the Nerd's Way. My name is Adam.
Hi, and I'm John.
Actually, that's confusing. So we just did the funny joke where we used each other's names, but if this is your first episode, you won't know that. You're just like, well, he's John and he's Adam and you'll get it
wrong. I'm Adam, the weirdo sociopath.
Yeah, he's really Adam, and I'm John. I'm the regular one who helps, hey, he's doing finger quotes. So if you don't know, this episode was live streamed. If you're listening to the podcast, it's too late to check out the live stream.
But you could, there's probably a VOD or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see if there's a video.
If you want to see these ugly mugs.
You probably don't. They're the bad idea.
Then go and have a look. We're on Twitch, Facebook, all that fun stuff. You'll be able to find us somewhere, I'm sure.
Indeed.
If you say indeed, every time you do it, I'm going to pinch you.
Oh, I bumped the microphone. Sorry for that quite high pitch. Maybe I'll edit that to make it sound more manly later on. But the problem is, edits, they don't come through on the live stream.
They don't.
So people are going to know all my secrets and how much hard work I have to do to put through to get all this rubbish into like a real... Yeah, anyway.
Aye.
So, hope you enjoy the episode. Hope it's not too ramshackled because we're half distracted doing live streams.
Totally going to be ramshackled.
But so, it will be probably the worst podcast that you've ever listened to, also the greatest at the same time.
It's going to be... It goes through the spectrum, right? It's so terrible that it becomes great again.
Yeah, very much so.
So, we just got back from dinner, because basically the only reason why we do this podcast is so we can go out and have dinner, essentially.
Yeah, well, it's bad for our bank accounts, but good for our stomachs.
Oh, so good. Went to a lovely little place. What was it? Dragon Palace. Because, you know, that sounds sexy as hell.
There were real dragons there. If you count crabs as dragons.
And crayfish.
Which I do, let's be honest.
They're pretty creepy. Like, just judging you while you eat their brethren.
It was delicious, so nothing of note happened at all, and that's the end of the story about having dinner.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the end of it.
No, it's really not. So, John, I'd like to discuss something here, right? Yeah. Sigh. So,
I'm in trouble.
I found whilst we were waiting for our food... Good turnaround, I must admit. But in the short, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes of us having to wait, you became very passive-aggressive. Now, what you have to understand, John is such a nice person. It's disgusting. No, but John is such a nice person. So kind.
Thank you for prefacing it with this.
That's okay. So when he starts becoming like passive aggressive, because John doesn't have it in him to be just downright mean or horrible, he's got to become, you know, basically a little backhanded, if you will. So he becomes very snarky, not towards the waitress or anything, not even towards us. It was just the fact that he was just like, oh, we're not going to have time to do the podcast.
Yeah,
we're
going
to get
really
our food,
worried.
And it's going to be like 5 a.m. And yeah, it was quite funny. But no, it's all good. He got hangry, I just go, because as soon as he got food, he was back to his normal self.
Yeah, and I'm always like, I'm the kind of person that thinks, oh, I'm not affected by that. I think of myself as a very logical person. Mm-hmm. However, it has come to my attention that I am not. That is just how I view myself.
Indeed.
And I am as vulnerable as literally anyone else to the problems of being angry and hungry at the same time. By the way, if you saw that on the live stream, I'm just Snapchatting this thing. So,
yes.
Yeah, podcasts.
Podcast life.
Podcast life. Anyway, got to do the social medias. It's all part of it.
Right. So, you got hangry. You were, you know, bit here, bit there. But what I'd like to know is you have written here in our little spreadsheet, the Nerd's Way glorious spreadsheet of destiny, my self-reliance.
I like the fact that you call it the glorious spreadsheet of destiny.
In my head, that's what it is.
It makes it sound so much more exciting than it is, which is just a list of topics. Yes, that is right. Mm-hmm. Even though it sounds like we're just basically rambling on about random things, we have a plan.
No, we have a plan. We're the Cylons, and they have a plan.
So,
Battlestar Galactica nerds, shout out for that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, my self-reliance, this was brought up to me by a friend of the show, Steve from episode 5. If you're a Nerdwayaholic, you'll remember him.
Nerdwayaholic, okay.
But there's got to be a better... If you're one of the ways, the Nerdway guys, the nerd of the way guys. Yeah, he recommended it to me. Adam, why are you holding that microphone? You know, old people going to me, if they're listening to this in a car right now, they'll just hear... And then, like, the car...
That's impressive.
It would sound like the car's stereo system is exploding.
I see. No, that's better. There we go.
Okay. All right. I'll adjust mine as well so you can see our faces on the
just
video.
A little. I'm sure that they're just so eager to see the glory that is this.
Well, right now we have one viewer.
And that's me.
Yeah, Adam himself. So we're off to a great start. Anyway, so my self-reliance. It's this great channel that shows basically a person describing how to live relying only on yourself. Now, that may seem like a stupid idea. If it seems like a stupid idea, perhaps most of the things we ever talk about on this podcast have seemed like a stupid idea to you. But you're welcome to your opinion as well, because it is a little bit crazy, but a little bit awesome at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So this channel, basically the guy, if you want to load it up on your computer right now, just type in my self-reliance.
In what, YouTube or?
YouTube, yeah. So we'll just look at some of the titles of the videos, but basically, he has created a wooden cabin for himself. So, when we eventually have to move away from urban areas because of the collapse of society or the explosion of the zombie virus, we may have to, in fact, be able to build shelter for ourselves. And sure enough, you can use leaves and stuff for the basic days, but eventually you're going to get... you're going to be victim to all kinds of animals and bad weather. It's going to become a problem for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you learn how to build a proper shelter, which he has done...
The forest kitchen?
And he's done other stuff like creating a barbecue out of objects that you can find in the wild.
A log cabin?
So, describe what you think of this log cabin he's built. Do you reckon that looks like something
that
one guy...
That looks sexy as hell.
Yeah, that looks better than my actual house, which I paid people to make with modern materials, and
that
he's made that...
So cool.
That's really good. So, this channel... I haven't actually dived. I haven't dived much into this, but I thought I'd bring it forward to our Nerd's Way podcast because it seems right in line with what we will be able
to
do.
It actually does look pretty damn cool.
And I reckon if we can find some of these videos, maybe not the whole log cabin, but anything small like how to make a wooden spoon and a knife handle, those kinds of videos, maybe we should challenge each other to actually go out and do it one episode.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be able to build a log cabin. I mean,
no, not the cabin. That. Sorry, the little things, like the spoon. Yeah, so...
There's actually quite a few videos as well.
Yeah, how to survive...
Wildlife intruders. So it actually goes through quite a diverse topic.
So really, if you want
an array of topics,
actually get survival skills, don't listen to our podcast. Well, do. Still listen to our podcast, but also check this guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Really Gate channel. Check it out.
Indeed. We'll log that in the podcast show notes as well, so that way you...
Sorry, go on. I was a bit early on the
premature
sound effect
there, mate. So, yeah, we'll log the... Log. a cabin pun.
Oh.
No, but we shall include the link to this YouTube channel in the show notes.
Mm.
I'm going to actually subscribe to this because this looks so cool. There we go. 421,000. Cool. Check it out, my dear survivors.
Survivors. That's a way better name.
They are survivors.
Adam.
Yo.
We have talked about this on the podcast once before. Episode 4, I believe it was.
No, I think you're lying.
The Demon Cycle. Well, I have a spreadsheet here, right here to prove
it. Oh, damn, I put that in there. All right.
Yeah, so, but you wanted to bring it up again. Why did you want to bring it up?
Well, I finished the series. So, The Demon Cycle is a 5 books written by author Peter V. Brett. And I can't even remember what I said about it in the previous episode. I think I said like it was good, because I have recommended it in the past. However, this is a backtrack. This is something abominable. So the first book, called The Painted Man, or The Warded Man, depending on where you're from, is widely regarded as fantastic. It's got adult themes in it, of course. Interesting premise. It's fantastic. It's really good. But as the series goes on, the quality diminishes rapidly. So the second book, The Desert Spear, I quite like. Showed the other side of the story, the other side of the different culture, which is Crassium.
So you like that one?
Yeah, it's good. It's actually one of my favorites.
Okay.
Then after that, you have The Daylight War, followed by The Skull Throne, and now you have the latest book called The Core. The previous two books are rubbish, because they have backstories with people who you just don't care about in the slightest. I mean,
wait. So how many are there? There's 5.
There's 5 books. Yep.
Okay.
Nice chunky ones. They're pretty damn tasty. But by the end of it, you're just I had to force myself through this latest book, The Core, because it was just dreadful. That I did not care about the new character they brought in just for the sake of bringing. And it's just like the themes that they brought in, well, that the author brought in rather was. I think there's something wrong with him, because there's a lot of, and forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but there's a lot of genital mutilation in this book.
Oh no. All right. So that's
very
obviously
weird.
Quite confronting.
Yeah, but I mean,
it makes it hard to recommend the whole series.
It doesn't add anything to the story.
Okay.
Like, it's just like this weird little side plot that the author's just gone, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing with this story, so let's add a whole bunch of shock value to mess with people's heads. I didn't.
It's a shame.
Yeah, the first book, second book, brilliant. Third, fourth, downhill, but I mean, at least passable. But the conclusion was 2 pages, and not
what?
In a good way, right? So all this build up, and then all of a sudden,
so he
it
resolves
ends.
All the open ended things in like 2 pages.
Yeah, all these.
That's crazy.
All the open-ended stuff was, like, and there's some really cool stuff they could have done. Like, one of my favorite characters in this is from a lower caste of the Crassian society called a Kafit. And he's Aban, like the trade master, if you will. And he's sneaky, he's sly, but, I mean, he's kind of cool. And he had to go head-to-head with, actually, I'm not going to do it just in case anybody does read it, although
no,
I recommend
spoilers.
You don't.
Because, spoil it now so they won't read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, here's the ending. I mean, I can summarize
everyone
it.
Everyone was dreaming the whole time.
I can summarize it from 2 pages to 1, if you like.
Oh, wow. To 1 sentence.
Yeah, rubbish. So that is an official backtrack from me. In the previous episode, got you to read it. A retraction, thank you, yeah. And it was just no good. It just wasn't good. I mean, they had had such potential.
So there's one thing I just wanted to clear up before we move on.
Oh, hello, we've got people there.
Welcome, please. But just before we move on to chat history, Adam's reading the chat already. Stop looking at that. I just wanted to check, what were the themes that you were talking about? Was it just the mutilation and torture stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there that I'm not a fan of. Like,
okay.
Because, like, he went for shock value over actual substance in the story. So you had, like I said, like the whole genital mutilation stuff, which was just rubbish. Then you had just stuff that didn't add to the story at all. For instance, there was a character in there named Leisha Paper, who, like a pivotal primary character in the entire series, who was, she just picks everything up and is so perfect at everything that it just didn't add anything. And she didn't play a massive role in the end either. It was kind of rubbish.
Oh, okay. All right. So we should say all of this. we don't see ourselves as being like greater than these authors when we criticize.
Oh, I do.
We just want a good standard for fiction.
Well, no, obviously Peter V. Brett started out magnificent. Like The Painted Man or The Watered Man, I think Watered Man for Americans. It was fantastic. Like, I recommend reading that book. It's so good. But and The Desert Spear is good as well, because it gives you a insight into the other like society that is in the series. But other than that, it's just kind of dull.
Oh, well.
Yeah. The Ewoks. Ewoks are great. I love Ewoks. I do know what you're talking about. I do look like a bit of an Ewok at the moment, so thank you for that.
Walk us through what's happening on the chat right now those listening along at home.
So I have... Someone wants to talk about Ewoks, because there's one on the stream. Hi. Gay guy, beard guy. Where's the token black guy?
I'm not sure how my wife will feel about that comment.
No, I don't think so, no, yeah. And the other one with the mental health issues. That would be me, actually. That's me.
It could be either of us, Adam. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, with Arlen's sister thing.
Whoa. Read out the comments.
Someone has just put in there, shame Renner wasn't Arlen's sister. That would have added a hot twist. Nice shock value. Maybe you should have been the author. Maybe you are Peter V. Brett. But I didn't like Renner. She's my most hated character out of any series.
Oh, okay.
Get on the stream.
Get my wife on. Okay, well.
I don't think she's... I think
maybe
she's,
another time. Maybe,
yeah, she's heavily... Well, she's not heavily pregnant at the moment. How far along is she?
18, 17, 19.
You're going to keep going up just until you hit
21? One of those weeks.
So she's, so she's pregnant at the moment and probably resting.
Yes, indeed.
Peter V. Brett, Demon Cycle, read the first one, then just throw the rest in the bin.
I think for the most part, the chat is full of random stuff that the podcast won't understand, so I might have to edit that out.
Ah, it's fine.
But we'll go from here.
Okay, so
if you do have any suggestions of topics to talk about, please let us know. One of the things that has been brought up the chat is we, as a show, we have not been traditionally very diverse culturally. So that's something that we need to work out.
I guess so, yeah.
Or at least that's how I have rephrased what the chat has said. So we'll move on from there. All right, shall we... Next topic?
John, you have a topic on here that I know next to nothing about.
Okay.
To me, it just sounds like giving all your crap away. So you explain to us what minimalism is and how it can help us.
Well, I'd like to start with a story. So Adam was coming over to record the podcast, do the live stream, etc. And he walks into my studio, which we are not recording in right now, by the way. We're recording in the living room because it's more comfortable. The studio is like a little tiny bedroom that I've ramshackled together to record music and podcast. Anyway, so the studio just covered with stuff on the floor everywhere. And so,
and John's a bit of a neat freak. So having anything out of place for John is a massive red flag. It's like, oh, something's wrong. He's obviously had a mental breakdown and has just been sobbing in the shower for the past 12 hours.
Indeed. Like, it's hard for me to handle things being out of place. I've also noticed that in order to be someone who does creative work such as podcasts and music, you kind of need to be able to put up with a little bit of chaos. I'd say quite a lot of chaos considering our current setup. I can't move the camera too much, but basically there's rubbish everywhere. So I'm just going to move this to me because Adam's getting distracted. This is the John's way.
It kind of is now.
That's better this way. Minimalism. Basically, the reason why my room was a mess was because I'm doing this challenge with a friend of mine. For every day of the month, you have to get rid of that many items. So today, when we're recording this, it's the 4th of July, 2018. Oh no, now you know how long it takes me to edit.
Oh, it's Traitor Day.
Traitor
Day? Oh, yeah, the 4th of July, Traitor Day. Those traitorous Americans leaving the colony, rather.
Adam's unashamed...
Monarchist-ism-ness
aside, yes, it is the 4th of July, so I had to get rid of four things today, which I have done, and...
What'd you get rid of today?
I got rid of a pair of pants, which were covered in paint, so I'm not going to wear them. A t-shirt, which I never wear, again, probably for painting, but it didn't have any paint on it.
Okay.
A bag, which I don't use, and a water bottle, which I don't need because I have 10 billion water bottles, which I'm just going to take a sip now, live on air, waste everyone's time. No,
yeah, brilliant. So basically, what it sounds like to me thus far is this minimalism, rather, nonsense, is just a way to declutter.
You would think that, but to me, decluttering is kind of like getting your space is clean and like getting all the mess out of the way. Whereas minimalism is just not having things that could become a mess. So right now I am what I would describe as not a minimalist, but someone who wants to be a minimalist, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Right.
That means while I'm trying to get rid of stuff, I have caused more clutter. So like, decluttering and minimalism, in a weird kind of way, are sort of opposite ends of the spectrum, but they do achieve the same thing, which is a neater, more organized place that you can, that doesn't stress you out, especially if you're like me and get obsessed about things being not in the right place. So minimalism, of course, the end goal is different to decluttering. Decluttering is just get it in the right spot. Minimalism is like only own the bare minimum of what you need. Or not the bare minimum, but the minimum amount of stuff that you need in order to live the life that you want. So I'm not going to preach about it because this is a topic. The topic of this podcast is how to survive the apocalypse. We are streaming, by the way, just in case anyone is in the room. There's no one in the room right now, but if there was, just that's useful information for them.
So with this minimalism stuff, so
you've got to ask me the question, Adam. How does it help me survive the apocalypse? But we'll get to that later.
Well, it's pretty obvious how this helps you survive the apocalypse.
Okay.
But with minimalism, where does it end? Like, so, I mean, if you're like the 30th, right, you're going to have to give away 30 things.
Yes.
What are you going to give away?
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have to, like, give away your wife. I mean, you could give away your house. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, so one of the tricks up my sleeve I've got is I keep all my receipts of things that I bought, and I can still go through basically the history of that and get rid of anything that I don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And also anything that I do need to keep a copy of, I can just take a photo of and scan that in, but I can get rid of the physical mess, the physical clutter,
okay,
as it were. Other things are my music studio has just been crazy full of random little bits of gear, and I can clean that up. Maybe some clothes I can get rid of. So I'm hoping I'll be able to get rid of stuff.
Okay.
But it is a bit of a competition, so technically my friend gets a prize if I don't manage to get it, or if she doesn't get one day, I get a prize. But we never decided what the prize is. You're supposed to do that first.
Right.
But we both are interested.
So it's a competition.
It is.
All right, okay.
I'd love to do it with you one day, but I think you'd be much better because
I've got so many DVDs, I could just be like, hup, there you go. 30? No worries, there you go.
I should also say, if anyone's listening to this and they are someone who's anti-waste, minimalism isn't just about throwing it away, although you do throw away stuff that is no use to anyone. You also are encouraged to donate to other people who need something more than you. Mm-hmm. I should also say that I'm not one for keeping stuff in your house you never use because you don't want to throw it away, because then basically what you're saying is your house is landfill. Either way, the object is going to exist in the world. There's no way to stop that.
Matter cannot be created or destroyed. Let's see. Would I eat someone in the apocalypse? No, because humans are disgusting. And that would be evidence of some of the questions coming in.
okay.
Oh, my words. But yes, indeed. So we have... I would not eat anybody in the apocalypse because, I mean, think about...
Not even me?
No, definitely not. I mean, think about how much...
But I'm like, got so much mass on me. I'm 95 kilos.
Oh.
90? That doesn't sound right. 85.
You're 95? 85. I mean, you are, that. You're like, what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're quite tall. Like I said, pretty tall. So we have...
I love everyone's username on the chat. I'm not going to repeat it on the podcast.
No, we're not. We're
but
really
just
not.
Imagine the... strangest thing you could possibly ever pick for a username.
Brilliant.
Double that, make it a bit more depraved, and maybe you've got an idea.
So, I would have to say, in the end, hold on a second. Some of these are so weird and convoluted.
We just cannot repeat that.
Hold on, this guy needs to block him. He needs to go. He needs to go.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't. You can.
I Yep.
I wouldn't eat any. Please eat you.
Yeah, so because at the end of the day, it's actually not that good for humans to eat human meat. It could be full of diseases. It's not really that safe.
Indeed. I mean, you're not even...
And also, just don't do it, because you'll never get to that point.
Cannibalism's not pleasant.
If it's the apocalypse and you feel like eating human meat, that means you are the zombie and you've already lost. So I'm definitely editing this out of the final podcast.
Yeah, that's fair. I have quite a few supplies sashed about. MREs and things of that. Rations, long-life food stuffs. So I should be fine, especially considering they're hidden away. But I wouldn't eat a person. And wild pig you shouldn't be eating either, well, down here in Australia, because there's a whole bunch of worms apparently in it.
Oh, right. So in America they call wild pig boars, don't they?
Yes. Could be. I think there's other stuff. I'm going to say I would eat people after I've eaten everything out. That's fair.
Because there is this... Okay, so there is this crazy dark story. I'm not sure if I should tell it. But here goes. Okay, so there was a plane flight that crashed.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying a team of rugby players. And basically, it crash landed. They were in the middle of the desert. There was no food to eat at all. They tried to eat the stuffing from the plane seats, but basically, what can I say? It was synthetic material. It was no use to humans at all. Eventually, they got to the point where they had to decide if they were going to eat humans or not. So it becomes a great moral question. And I'm just going to leave it there because anything else would be too dark for this podcast. If you want to find out about it, just Wikipedia.
Yeah. Plain cannibalism.
No snake on those ways. We went there. Okay, cool.
Favorite games. So as most people would know, I'm an avid Blizzard gamer. So be it Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, World of Warcraft, Hearthstone a little bit. I love Diablo, played a bit of StarCraft. Good fun. Looking forward to the new IP, which should be announced this November at BlizzCon. So that should be nice and fun. So you don't game a lot.
I unfortunately not. I've become so busy with work and like editing this podcast and making music and all of these other things that I have had to admit to myself that I'm no longer a gamer. However, I studied games technology at university. I absolutely love games. And it's always been a part of me. But now I just don't get time to play, I must admit.
Fair enough. So, but that's a question. What is your favorite game that you have played, though?
Okay. My favorite game of all time. Can I pick two?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one that I want to bring up is a independent game. It's called Braid, and you've probably never heard of it.
But, wow, that's so condescending of our listeners.
So there's, yes. Oh, yes, I knew about this game before it was... No. So this game, it's basically the premise is about time travel. Can you hear that noise?
Is that your computer? No, that's the wind.
The wind and the rain. Well, I hope you're enjoying this stormy night. But this game, it's about time travel, but it's all on a 2D platformer, like, let's say, Mario. Can you turn your sound off? Excuse me. Stop getting messages. So you can imagine that platformer. You just jump around and you have to basically jump on the heads of your enemies. Simple game, right? Until you die and you realize that the game stops. You've died. And all that is on the screen is the X. Or if you're on Xbox, or I guess it's circle or triangle for... No, what would it be? It was the square for PlayStation. And you go, well, I wonder what happens if I press this. I guess I'll respawn. No, you don't respawn. Time reverses as long as you're holding it down. So, yeah, it goes on from there. They keep adding more elements like these green objects that you absorb that. And then you basically can, I don't know, when you reverse time, it doesn't reverse you. It reverses the rest of the world or the green objects. When you reverse time, you get reversed, but they don't. And the complexity of this game gets absolutely insane. And I have to say this, the very end of the game, there is the most epic reveal that changes how you view the rest of the game. Because there is an overarching story. It sounds like a simple platformer, but over through each episode, you read these books and you understand what's going on. Highly conceptual, everything's kind of representative of something else, but you basically know this plot about you and some other character, and you basically are building up this narrative in your head of what is going on. The very end of the game, they reveal what was actually going on the whole time, and my goodness, I have never been so impacted by a 2D game before in my entire life.
Oh, rightio. So, I have to say, my favorite game is simple. And that is, it's World of Warcraft because of the story element behind it.
All right.
It's huge. It's overarching. There's a whole bunch of, there's twists, there's turns. It's awesome fun. And plus the gameplay is incredibly addictive and never ending because it is a game that pretty much doesn't end.
Indeed. The game that never ends.
Don't even start that. I think we established that in the first episode, didn't we? That was Dimensional Travel.
Dimension Hopping.
Dimension Hopping, that's correct.
If you haven't, if you're listening on Twitch and you've never listened to our podcast, well, go to iTunes and type in Surviving the Apocalypse the Nerd's Way. But yes, so the game that never ends, World of Warcraft. A lot of people are addicted to it.
Yeah, I think last at the peak of its like popularity was Wrath of the Lich King, and that was I think 21 million subscribers or something like that.
Oh my goodness!
Each paying, well, I think the minimum subscription was $14.95 a month, so that was pretty damn cool. Then you've got Heroes of the Storm, which is what I'm playing at the moment. We were going to actually play a couple of games after this, but. We left it a bit late because we had quite a bit of food and everything at the restaurant. So, we will be playing Heroes of the Storm possibly later on. I'm dying.
Are you okay, Adam? Do we have to do something right now?
I'm just dying. It's all right. Sorry, so, we have Heroes of the Storm going quite well at the moment. Keeps kind of trying to pick up steam because it's obviously going up against League of Legends and Dota. Never really got into those because the communities are quite toxic. And that was kind of... you know, put me off. As a new person who was trying to learn the game, it was not pleasant constantly saying, you know, I didn't really care what people say about me anyways, but it was just, you know, I'm trying to learn the game, you filthy peasant, leave me be. So that's all good though. So we had when Heroes of the Storm was announced, I'm just like, yes, I can get in on the ground floor and learn to play from there, because then had like 15 heroes or something to start with, so it was easy enough. So we started with that, good fun. I had a whole bunch of people who I was playing with when it was first released, and yeah, we did quite well. We got quite high in the Australian like standings, but then we all just kind of stopped playing and spread apart. But that's all good. I'm starting to get back into it now, trying to get John into it as well. Yeah, it should be good fun. sorry, I'm just reading the chat. Yeah,
it's good fun. This chat is pretty awesome.
I don't know about that.
I really hope no one from Facebook actually clicks this now.
Yes.
Anyway, it's all good fun.
Yes. The new expansion for World of Warcraft is coming out on the 14th of August, which is called Battle for Azeroth. And if any of you have played WoW before or... well, actually know anything about it, which is simple. You have the Horde and the Alliance, and as the Horde and the Alliance are starting to ramp up with their war, essentially, after defeating the Burning Legion, we now go head-to-head in combat. I, myself, as you might be able to tell by my attire, am an Alliance supporter all the way, because Horde, you know, feral, honorless savages. Yeah, you heard me. But no, I thoroughly enjoy the Alliance stuff. I like the dwarvish type of lore. It's good fun. Night Elven lore. Good fun. So, anyway, Battle for Azeroth is coming out. You've got the War Chief Sylvanas doing some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. She burns down a tree. You just think, oh, that's not good. This tree's massive. It's called a World Tree, and it holds an entire civilization of people in it, a capital city. And she's just like, you know what? I'm going to burn this down because I'm a disgusting creature.
Wait, so Sylvanas, if you listen to the last episode, Sylvanas is one of the people that was being cosplayed in our Supernova interviews.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was a good costume, and I can imagine being terrified if that was the real person. Also, if they were burning down my home, that would also be kind of terrifying.
Yes, but I mean, not just that, because she has this thing called Plague. Plague Blight, to be precise.
Okay.
And she releases that over the Battle for Lordaeron, which is currently on beta and everything like that. And that's a pretty... because she did it on her own soldiers as well. And then just raises them as Forsaken, because she is basically becoming the Lich Queen. So I'm not sure if we're going to end up killing her in this expansion or what have you, but it should be fun. And I'm looking forward to that very much, because they've got a whole bunch of new... they're doing a numbers squish, which is well needed, because we're going up into the millions and millions at the moment. And new war fronts, which is going to be great. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff that's going to take place. So if you haven't played World of Warcraft, you can level to 20 for free. You can try
really?
That out. Yeah.
Because when I did it, it was 1 week trial, and I was like, well, I don't know how to play still.
Right. So yeah, you can level to 20 for free.
What about one episode? Because this has been a huge part of your life, and I've never played it. I was always a RuneScape guy, and I know that is the biggest nerdy thing to admit in the world, but I'm not ashamed. One day they'll release the mobile version, and I'll start playing again 2 hours a day on my hour-long commute.
Yeah.
Each way, 1 hour. Anyway, you get that. but anyway, I've never played WoW, or I have, and I wasn't very good, and we've never met each other in the WoW world.
Yeah.
So how about for one episode, we do a special where I actually play again,
and
you can show me the best parts of the game. Well, the best parts that you can access when you're level 20. Maybe.
Could.
That could be a special idea. All right.
That's
so I'm going... I'm now that you've shared your other favorite game, I'm going to share another
all
one of mine.
Yep.
So,
Ark is also good, but yeah, I've discussed that before.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, we've discussed World of Warcraft before, but it's a good... thing to go over more things that excite you about the game.
Yes.
So for me, another RPG I actually really enjoy is the Mass Effect series of games. The first three.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth one I've never played. I didn't hear great things, so I thought I'd opt out because I don't actually own the next gen of consoles. Again, aforementioned, don't play games anymore. I know it's sad. It makes me cry.
He's still got a Nintendo 64.
If only. That's worth a lot of money, probably. So, Mass Effect, let's say you've never heard of this game. Imagine a game where you were given a spaceship. Well, not at the start of the game, but you can earn a spaceship. And you're able to fly to whatever planet you want. Great fun. Good. Explore those planets. Also, the people that you meet in the game, you can actually decide what you want to say to them. So, if you have played any BioWare games, this is something quite common to them. Basically, you are given options of what to say and do, which affect how people view you, whether you're evil or good, or rather paragon or renegade, which is what they call it in Mass Effect. And basically, you can interact with them. I was like, basically, the game throws you into a... stressful situation at the very start, and you come out of it injured and waking from your sleep, and you get to talk to a character at the end, and I was like, oh, this is cool. You actually get to talk to them and chat, and it's one of your first times interacting properly with the chat mechanism. I was like, you know what? I wonder if I can flirt with this character. And I did. And that character ended up asking me if I wanted to... how do I put this delicately? Spend some time with them, which is a very unique experience for me as a young man. I did end up rejecting them, but I ended up accepting the offer of a blue tentacled alien. So there you go. My wife has always been asking me about why I made that decision, but that will remain with me forevermore because it's only a computer game and nothing matters, right? I hope.
Shoot. The Mass Effect's alright. I don't mind Mass Effect.
Have you actually played it?
I played a little bit. I haven't played a lot. I think I've played... this was years and years ago, and I think it was like Mass Effect 2.
Honestly, Mass Effect 2... Mass Effect 1 is hard because the combat system is not great. It's not fun to play. Mass Effect 2, they fixed it all up. The combat is fantastic, and Mass Effect 3, they just improve on it even more. So Mass Effect 1, the story and the interactions are absolutely fantastic. So it's still worth playing. What I do is I say, Mass Effect 1, play on easy mode because the combat's not fun, and anytime you lose, it'll be because you couldn't quite get there because of the combat system. On the other games, if you're a gamer, you can turn up the difficulty higher and higher because you can actually get the hang of the controls and stuff.
Yep.
And the combat is a lot more nice. But yeah, throughout them all, there's this fantastic story about the Reapers, which are basically these giant robots, and you get to understand their motivations a bit throughout the game. And there's a lot of high concept science fiction in there, which I always enjoy.
Yep.
And just because of this dialogue and interaction system, you feel like you're actually part of it. You feel like it's going on.
Your choices make, you know, they matter.
All the graphics and effects and the camera angles are all shot to make you feel like it's a movie. So it's cinematic. It's not first person view. It's third person view. So it feels like you're in it, but also it feels like you're inside a movie at the same time. And I find that absolutely fantastic because mm-hmm. I've always been fascinated by movies. And I think they did a really, really good job. If you play Knights of the Old Republic, obviously this is BioWare separating mm-hmm. themselves from the Star Wars franchise and trying to do their own thing, because obviously that is an expensive franchise in terms of licensing.
Yeah.
And I think they did a great job. Like, they don't force the Biotics, which is basically the equivalent of a Jedi. They don't shoehorn them into the plot like it is in Knights of the Old Republic, where it's a blatant part of the plot. It's like Biotics are kind of like, they exist in the world and that's cool, and it doesn't play into the plot. There's more interesting things going on, which I think they did a great job of. So they took the best elements of the Knights of the Old Republic and created what I consider a great trilogy of games.
I'm having a mental blank at the moment. It wasn't Knights of the Old Republic. Not the one you're talking about, is obviously. But the one I'm thinking of is an MMO from Star Wars. I'm just trying to bring it up because I've actually got it, but I haven't played it in ages.
Okay.
Origin. Good gracious, that's a weird thing. That was... I actually quite enjoyed playing that. I took a break from WoW and like a lot of Blizzard games. I think this was during Warlords of Draenor, rubbish expansion. And I started playing the Star Wars one because I thoroughly enjoy MMOs and RPGs and everything like that. I think I was playing with one of my friends, and of course I went, you know, Sith, because the Jedi goody-two-shoes nonsense. No, thank you, Sith all the way.
Okay.
Just carving through people. It was good fun. I went, I'm pretty sure I went Jedi. Like I said, this has been ages since I've played it. Went Jedi and everything. That was awesome fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Titanfall. No, it wasn't Titanfall. Let me just scroll down. Where's my games library on Origin? The Old Republic, that's all it was, not Knights of the Republic. I knew that's why it was ringing bells. So yeah, thoroughly enjoyed Star Wars The Old Republic. Now it's gone free to play, but runs through microtransactions and everything like that. So I think that's the way to make money nowadays. In fact, with... Oh my goodness, there's actually questions on here. Okay.
Our Twitch channel has gone viral. We now have 11 viewers. So thanks for joining, guys.
Although there's... Wow, okay, you were here first, therapist. Fair enough. So, we had, I think some of the people may need a therapist.
Yes, if you can help out with that, that'd be great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just start your session in there. So we had, games are cool. I don't mind games, but I really love the music of games. So I give a lot of crap to Warlords of Draenor, World of Warcraft expansion, but we've played this music before. We're not going to do it now.
Yeah, in the Music of Games podcast.
Music of Game podcast that we did.
So look for that.
We did the end of Shadowmoon Valley, where the music there, like that shook me. That was brilliant. It was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I'm on it, Ewok. I'm cool with that name, eh? Ewoks are great. See, I've got a beard because when I don't have a beard, I look like I'm like 18. And I'm not 18, and I don't like getting asked for ID. So I got to make myself look a little older. You were born before us all. Yeah, that's cool. You can be born before us. I don't mind that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. These names are just...
Not that great, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Some of these, like, I'll leave, but some of them I've got to get rid of. No, nothing about religion. In fact, goodbye. See you later. All right. I'm not having that. No religion.
There goes our view count. Thanks, Adam.
Sorry. No, I'm not having religion. No way. That's a topic for a different day entirely.
What's wrong with religion? We're not going to talk about it on the podcast.
That's very true.
But they can experience their own religion. But anyway. So maybe we'll move on from games now.
All right, no more games. That's cool.
I like your point. I mean, I did technically bring up two and you only brought up one.
Well, then bring up another.
Well, you brought up a Star Wars one. No, I meant you needed to bring up another one.
I brought up Star Wars. No, well, think about it. I went through all the Blizzard games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right. Overwatch is great fun. Check out Overwatch. That's got its league. I don't know if the league's going at the moment. That's pretty damn exciting. Like, Blizzard brought a friggin' arena, which is fantastic. Check it out on Twitch. We might even host it at some stage. I don't know. It's very entertaining, and the casters are really great, so much better than us, and it'll be fantastic.
Well, I want to be asked to be a...
caster?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to actually play games and play the game to...
No, come on, I'll just be...
okay, if you
like
can name three heroes from Overwatch, I'll give you my D20 ring.
All right, Junkrat.
Okay.
Sylvanas.
No. Oh, yeah. No, she's not.
No, yes.
In Overwatch.
Yes.
No.
What?
Sylvana.
Oh, no, that's Heroes of the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did Junkrat.
Junkrat, yeah.
Can I Google?
No. Nobody right, help him out. Nobody put anything on there.
Jeepers. There's got to be another that I can think of. No, Junkrat is the only one.
I should have put another challenge on that.
Yeah.
So another three would have been Tracer and or D.Va, Reaper. He's cool. Die, die, die.
Reaper, because we did that for the podcast once. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay.
That's all good.
Sorry to everyone, especially from the Lagging Bowls podcast, for not knowing any of the characters.
Yeah, shame on you.
I've let you all down.
So next topic. Boom. So this will pretty much be uninteresting to anybody who's not in Australia. And it's got nothing to do with funnel web spiders, redback spiders, or, you know, brown snakes, anything that can kill you by living in your shoe.
Which is, granted, anything that can kill you, that basically covers most things in the country of Australia. So it's surprising that we've got anything left to talk about that doesn't fall into that category.
True. My thoughts on WMDs are simple. I'm not even going to say your name in the slightest. But my thought is this. Why not? Just have everybody, you know?
Bring on the apocalypse.
Exactly. Let it start.
Weapon of mass destruction.
Well, yeah, we are in Oz indeed, therapist. So, yes.
I thought we were from New Zealand.
Well, there goes all our viewers. Thanks for that, John.
That's
incredibly racist.
If I could do a Scottish accent, it'd be great. See, I love the Scottish accent. He's done the full... I reckon we should make memes out of this now that
maybe.
We've got video.
So,
anyway.
So this topic... Yeah, that just... For those who are viewing... John doesn't have like some type of special disorder or anything like that. Generally,
this is the
we have
sound
a
effect?
Yeah. Generally we have a sound effect, but we didn't have the soundboard set up or anything like that.
Indeed. So let's do this. The Australian government has had a very exciting announcement of late, and I think that you'll be very interested, Adam.
I am,
because you have great fear besides nuns, clowns, and
no, that's about it.
Being touched by a human being.
That's true. Clowns are... I mean, I don't like clowns. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of them. Nuns, I'm terrified of. Like, if I see a nun, I'm, like... In the night, because I work nights, obviously, and where I go, there's quite a few churches and everything of that nature, and I have to deal with a lot of people. If I see, like, a nun, like, just walk around the corner out of the blue... I'm accidentally going to drop kick her down the stairs.
It's very true.
It's not something I'm proud of, a little bit. But, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not pleased. So, anyway. Yes. Sorry, go. People touching me. Yeah, no thanks.
So, besides all of Adam's fears, he has another one, which I think maybe he's mentioned quickly before on the podcast. But he does not want to travel in space. So, if you haven't guessed... Australia has announced a space program, which is very, very exciting. I know America has had a space program for a long time, famously known as NASA. But we have finally
NASA's,
joined
the club. You may have heard of it. Maybe.
No, mm-hmm. It's probably NASA. Yeah, like you're like, what is that? I don't know. So let's basically address the elephant in the room. Australia is not going to be launching rockets into space and going to Mars and stuff.
That's upsetting.
That is not the point of the space agency.
I mean, we do have... I know literally nothing about this proposed space agency, so everything you're telling me will be new.
And also, you'll just have to believe what I say, which is a great position for me to be in.
This is true. I didn't know that we weren't going to be... I mean, it makes sense, really. I mean, we don't really have as an...
We're not at that point yet.
Let's put it this way, right? America, you have a... ton of people in your country, which obviously generates tax revenue, yada, yada, yada. Australia is a massive country, but we're pretty much...
Not so many people.
Not so many people.
In fact, if you don't know where Australia is, hang on, wrong way. That is America, on the podcast. I mean, on the stream, if you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Just there.
So this map represents what territories I have claimed. At the moment, I have claimed Australia entirely. Yeah. Wait, I was looking at your finger.
Stuff there.
Oh boy, there we go. Yep. Okay, so Australia, all green. That's this all me. I've claimed it in the name of the God Emperor. And Iceland as well, which is up here somewhere. Yep. Reykjavik, they just don't know it yet.
So in truth, it's a scratch map and it's places me and my wife have been. But yes, so Australia, although it is huge, we do not completely utilize the space, mostly because it's, how do we put this? Mostly desert and things that will kill you, as mentioned before. But the space that we have occupied, yes, we are paying taxes, and we decided one of the great things that we want to do as a community, as a country, is to launch a space agency, but not launching rockets.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to be doing?
That would be exciting, but someone did point out most of the people who end up working in space agencies are so, how do we put this, go-getters. They're such go-getters. They're such incredible people that can basically do anything that they want. Who knows? Maybe they'll break the boundaries and end up launching rockets anyway.
Yeah.
Well, only time can tell.
So what are they going to be doing, though?
Well, if you don't know this, Australia has a lot of history. I'm not going to say space exploration, because that gives you the wrong idea, but space-oriented things.
Space research.
So, take, for instance, one of the most famous Australian movies of all time.
The Dish.
How did you know? Well, because it's related. it's not a big list of space-related Australian movies. So, The Dish, fantastic comedy movie if you haven't seen it. It is about, basically, a dish that they had to put in Australia because it's in the Southern Hemisphere, right? So when you are launching space probes, etc., it's good to be able to have both North and Southern Hemisphere coverage. Australia is one of the most spacious land
empty
masses
space without,
in the Southern Hemisphere.
Without electromagnetic interference and stuff?
Yeah, so The Dish is the natural place to put it, is in Australia. But then another thing is we have the Square Kilometre Array, which obviously we need to put in Australia because we just have so much land and we don't know what to do with it. So, yeah, we have existing space stuff. So take those probably more for your example of what this might be doing rather than launching probes into space. But I still believe that we can get there one day.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, people are saying things like, well, we're going to be at Mars in 2030 or something. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be interesting. And I hope Elon Musk, you know, does put that forth, SpaceX and everything like that. That would be real cool. But I just don't see it happening, to be honest. But with Australian, like, one of the reasons why Australia's real, as you said, big on having, these type of what are they called? There's a whole array of them. Not far from where we are, actually. High-range telescopes, but there's an actual name for it. It's bothering me that I can't remember it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, because we don't have a lot of electromagnetic interference coming in through the atmosphere. And as I've said before, I love the theory. Like, I love the theory of space. I love the study of astronomy, not astrology. Get those two mixed up. One of them's real, one of them's nonsense.
Hey, there might be people who believe in that.
That's
all
right.
Podcast.
Hey, this is an opinion. This isn't a fact.
Yes. Opinion of Adam does not reflect the opinion of
until
the podcast.
I totally rule the world.
And yeah, and then it will be.
Indeed. I'm not a huge fan of space. It terrifies me. Gravity was a horror movie for me.
Indeed.
It wasn't pleasant. And what's that new, Cloverfield paradox? The only reason I didn't like that was, you know, people getting sucked out into the atmosphere and stuff. Wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah, so people are asking if we have NBN, which technically I do have NBN, but not the fiber one. It's hybrid fiber coaxial, so it's not quite as good. Hence why it is not 100% great, perfect quality. But, you know, for Australia, I'd say extremely impressive.
Oh, we are kind of, yeah. But you got to remember, Australia is so vast. And
space exploration, I do sincerely hope you enjoyed that segment and you look forward as much as I do to Australia having its own space agency.
Indeed.
I definitely want to go work for them. That would be exciting.
Indeed.
So even though I do have a great job already and I'm probably not smart enough. But, yeah, there you go.
You're a programmer.
Moving on. I hope you very much enjoyed this episode.
Indeed.
If you want to find us on Twitch, we're twitch.tv/thenerdsway. And that's where we stream today's episode.
Oh, my word.
You can also find us on facebook.com/thenerdsway, which we will try to stream there
as often as possible
in future. Mm-hmm. Probably, now that we've got a good setup for it, we can just stream each episode.
And now we know what we're doing as well with the moderation. Because yeah. there was a lot of messages up there that were unpleasant.
I sincerely apologize. I like to be the kind of person that creates safe, innocuous environments for people to be in, and I sincerely apologize that the podcast today was not that. But I hope no one was offended and they did have a bit of a laugh in the live stream.
Yes, if you did.
And we apologize for people not quite following our code of conduct.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we've got to put those rules up maybe because it's empty.
Yes.
So we'll start doing that. We will be streaming more often. That's definitely something we're going to do. And this isn't a zombie run promise. This is something that we will actually do.
Well, we're still doing zombie run as well.
You keep saying that. Yeah. Okay. That's all right. I'll just keep coming in suits and everything.
But whatever we stream on, we will announce it on twitter.com/thenerdsway. Yeah, sorry. Our stream is lagging a bit because aforementioned Australian internet being terrible. But it's time for us to end anyway. So I really hoped you enjoyed that episode. And check us out on all our socials, like our page, subscribe.
Where are you on Twitter, John?
Twitter.com/JLOKEOY. Or you can just find me on the following list of Twitter.com/TheNerdsWay_pod.
Yep, I am at Voice of Adam on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Well, actually, you probably can't because I don't actually add people on there. Twitter. I do have a stream as well, but I don't ever stream, so don't bother finding me on there. But we will probably be streaming some game. I myself might do some streaming tonight.
Yes, please do that. You have the login details for the Nerd's Way.
Probably. So just actually, I do. I do remember all those things. Yay!
Yes, indeed.
I do.
The password is so hope you very much enjoyed. I think the stream just stabilized in time for us to go.
Indeed.
So for all of you on the Twitch chat, thank you very much for staying.
Sorry about that, Smitty.